So, continuing on the topic of samadhi, and the 11th step of mindfulness of breathing. And samadhi is, sometimes the word samadhi is sometimes the generic word or general word for meditation. Or the meditation, cultivating our mind, our body, cultivating ourselves in the meditation practice. And then when we look kind of within this universe of samadhi, there's all kinds of things that we're, we are gathering together, we're unifying, we're coming together that to develop and grow and enhance our experience. And samadhi is not meant to be an experience that diminishes us, that makes us less and deprives us, but is actually the opposite. It's one of the richest ways of experiencing ourselves. Enhances, very fulfilling, very filling, very nourishing. And it's developing these beautiful, wholesome qualities, these beautiful, wholesome states of mind. But in doing so, it's also kind of getting out of the way of our, but not adding all this extra tension and stress that can exist in the mind, and moves us to less and less stressful states of mind or states of being, less and less activated places of agitation, and moving to deeper and deeper peace. And as we do so, even wholesome states of mind, wholesome activities of mind, that are more energetic than need to be, begin to be shed or relaxed or settled. And it's a movement from more energetic states to quieter and stiller states. And not that quietness and stillness, I think some people have very negative experiences of quiet and stillness and silence. So we have to kind of try to put those associations aside and somehow realize that the quietness and the stillness, silence that we're developing, this letting go, it's kind of like filling us with feelings of real goodness and contentment and fulfillment, satisfaction. But there is this movement towards less and less agitation, less and less energetic movements, and things that in that context of the mind getting peace, more and more peaceful, things that were wholesome and wonderful before can be felt, they only feel like they're a little bit too agitating. They're a little bit stressful to be there. So, for example, one of the things that happens in samadhi is there can be a lot of joy, but joy at some point seems like it's too much, it's too agitating. And even though at the beginning it feels like this is the best that anybody could ever experience, and but as we get more familiar with it, the energy of it seems like too much. And then we settle down more and more into a peace or a more quiet place that feels even more satisfying. So this movement, and this is kind of the general trajectory of deepening samadhi, developing samadhi, is this movement from more agitated, more energetic states to less energetic states that feel more and more satisfying as we go into them. And so I say this because it's a guiding principle for tuning into our practice, that the way to see the path forward in samadhi is to appreciate at some point, that really feel at some point, that what felt really wonderful at one stage of practice, we're ready now to let go of it or let it become quieter and move to a less energetic, less activated state. And as that's the movement, that's the direction that the practice is going. And then there are various landmarks along the way that stand out as we do this process of settling and settling and settling that goes on, more and more peace that happens. But the principle is we're moving in this direction. And it's helpful to keep that principle in mind, because sometimes when people read about samadhi, they learn about like four stages of jhana, four stages of deep absorption. And it becomes a little bit mechanical or technical, like, am I in the right place? Am I at the first jhana? Am I at the second jhana? And there's a kind of like samadhi by numbers that goes on, which can get overdone sometimes, and people are too preoccupied about the technical definitions and aspects of this, rather than living in the organic flow of samadhi, that we can, and just allowing things to unfold and not be so concerned about the numbers and stages and how far we've gotten. And it's easier to do that if you understand that principle, that we're going from more activated states to less activated, more stressful to less stressful, more agitation to less agitation. And so there is a kind of a trajectory, kind of a path, and some of the landmarks of that are first is a real appreciation for no longer, and the kind of relief from no longer being actively engaged in unwholesome ways of thinking. So if we have spent a lot of time with resentment and just like, why did that person do that? Or desire, just really want something. Hostility, fantasy. And you, after a while, we feel the flatness of it, the two-dimensionality of it, the way in which it keeps us stressed. And so with samadhi, with developing meditation, we're starting to let go of those things. And when we really are become separate from, it's temporarily put aside or deactivated those apps of greed, hate, and delusion, the unwholesome, it's such a relief. And there's a kind of a gladness and joy that wells up. But more important, as this relief and the goodness, the happiness of this relief, now the meditation can really begin to do our gentle work of practice, staying present, applying the mind and staying there. And this idea of the gentle work of just, okay, stay here, be with this, hang in there, come back, be here. Now it's done without the stress of having to struggle against unwholesome distractions and difficulties of mind. But there is a kind of gentle work of, okay, stay here, that can be represented by what happens on the in-breath. We have to, the beginning of the in-breath is a whole new experience. The mind has to connect to that, and then we stay there for the full in-breath. Then we connect again to the beginning of the out-breath and stay there for the whole time. It's a very gentle, some people don't even notice that they're doing it, but there is a kind of little movement to these two movements of the mind, little working, massaging, kneading the dough kind of experience. But it comes along with the relief and the happiness of not being distracted anymore, finally being able to be here and do this. As we settle in and we at the steady, we land and there's a steadiness and the there's less and less of this need to make the work of connecting and staying. It becomes second nature. The mind is just starting to become stable and we're just able to just rest in the breathing and just stay there. There's very little tendency to wander off. Just there, we're here, we're finally here. And that gives birth to a different kind of joy of just being really now being able to put aside that extra work of connecting and being. And there's a kind of gliding, soaring, sliding on the experience of and so it kind of feels like it's like petting the cat. The cat begins to purr. We're kind of there being touched in some deep way. And it's kind of like the pleasure principle where we're just kind of being touched by this beautiful feeling of just staying with the breath and being there and being that different kind of joy arises. And that can be quite strong and energetic at times. And after a while, that joy feels like it's too much. And so then it's ready to kind of to let go of that level of agitation, activation. And by tuning into, there's actually a deeper satisfaction, feeling of contentment, and feeling of mindfulness, feeling of clear comprehension, a simple awareness, simple recognition of what's happening, simple awareness of what's happening, and the goodness and contentment of just being in this happiness or this deeper sense of pleasure. And we let go of the joy because, and then as we go deeper in, that happiness feels, I don't know if it feels like it's too much, but the happiness begins to soften and relax, and it falls away into something that's much more satisfying, which is a deep sense of tranquility, equanimity, where the awareness is very pure awareness. Sometimes it depends how we translate it to Pali, the Buddhist teachings on this, but it's awareness is very closely connected to equanimity, that it's awareness which is purified by equanimity. And so the awareness is very peaceful, very aware, and very still. And because there's so little mental activity, so little stressful activity, much of our ordinary way of experiencing ourself has temporarily fallen away. People even have the sense of not really being in their having a body. The body edges fall away, and no sense of being in a body. And it's not being disassociated, it's actually the opposite. We're so connected and so still that we don't need the reference points we usually have. So the principle of this movement to less and less activity as we go into samadhi. And part of the purpose of this is to clarify our gaze, our ability to see, to observe, so it doesn't have a lot of agitation or filters or disturbances of unwholesome thinking, but even our thinking and projections and ideas and concepts that we overlay, even if the concepts are accurate enough, to no longer be overlaying concepts on our experience. And so it isn't that samadhi, we're doing it for its own sake, but for the way in which there's a cleans the our perception, cleans, purifies awareness so we can start seeing in a deeper and deeper way for the purpose of liberation.